Hello there. You're tuning in to the 93rd episode of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina welcoming you. Happy Jitiya! And what is that? Well, you will find out. Last week, I was talking to a group of researchers and artists who were interested in our interactions with snakes. Little did I know that elsewhere in India, there is a celebration that stems from saving the snakes. Why am I telling you this? Because it is integrally related to Wild Weedy Feast that follows. I'll share a recipe with you, but before that, some wonderful king and queen and mythological stories for you. Naganandha, or The Joy of the Serpents, is a Sanskrit play written by King Harshavardhana in the kingdom of Vardhana, which is near the present-day Haryana and around. He ruled around 606-2648 CE. No, CE is common era. In our history book, we have remembered him to be the emperor who had hosted the Chinese scholar Huanzang. Harshavardhan, apart from being an effective king, was also an excellent musician and a scholar himself. One of the three major plays that he wrote was Naganandha, celebrating the life of Jimudvahan, a mythical king who was ready to sacrifice his wealth, kingdom, and finally his life, and the last one, to save the snakes. Actually, a particular snake. I'll come to that story later. But who first is this Jimudvahan? If you Google it, you'll find little confusing, information. It seems there was a scholar who lived around 12th century by the same name. He was a writer of the legal and religious treaties. He was the earliest known writer of smritis or laws in Bengal region whose texts are still around. His magnum opus, Dayabhaga, dealt with the laws of inheritance. In Bengal and post-independence West Bengal, Tripura, Assam, Dayabhaga was the principal guide for laws on inheritance until the Hindu Succession Act of 1956 came into force. Unlike laws that were prevalent in other parts of India, Dayabhaga recognized the right of a widow without a male issue to inherit the properties of her deceased husband. In that, it was, pretty progressive. This Jimudvahan was likely named after the original story of Jimudvahan, who was celebrated by the king Harshavardhana in his story Naganandha. That story is even more intriguing and finally links to our Wild Weedy food. So here it goes. King Salivahana of Kanchanpura, which translates to Golden City, somewhere in the Himalayan Valley, prayed for an heir to a tree in his garden, which was very special. It was the Kalpaka or the Kalpataru that grants any wish to anybody. So was born a son, Jimudvahan. Lot of stories are there about him. He was a demigod or Gandharva, also known as Vidyadhara. These demigods were all gifted with multiple skills, including art, music, etc. So was Jimudvahan. As he grew up, with his father's permission, he released Kalpaka and asked the tree to bestow the well-being to all and not just remain in their own garden. The tree blessed the world with well-being, apparently showered gold, and returned to the heaven where it belonged. This act of selflessness brought Jimudvahan a lot of praise, but it also, became a sore point for other demigods who were rather jealous. So when some of them lodged a war against Kanchanpura, Jimudvahan convinced his dad, who he believed could easily win the war, to let go of the kingdom instead of getting into petty fights. So the king, his son and family went away to live in a forest, where eventually Jimudvahan met with the mother of a snake, crying pitifully for having to sacrifice her only child, the snake Shankhachura to Garuda. Well, if you know Indian mythology, there are never-ending threads of stories. So why were Shankhachura and the other snakes being sacrificed? Garuda is the bird-like Vahan or the carrier of Lord Vishnu, who is one of the trinities. He partly looks like a bird of prey. His mother, Vinata, was tricked and treated like a slave by his stepmom, Kadru, who is the mother of the Nagas or snakes. As a revenge, Garuda started eating snakes with such vengeance that Vasuki, the king of snakes, made a deal with Garuda that he will be offered one snake every day and he would spare others. On that particular day, Jimudvahan met with the mother of Shankhachura, a snake designated to be sacrificed to Garuda. Hearing this, Jimudvahan, out of compassion for this mother, decided he would offer himself instead of the snake to Garuda. Garuda picked him up and started eating, only to realize that this is not a snake but someone else. Hearing about Jimudvahan's sacrifice for saving one snake, he not only promised to spare Shankhachura, but bring back to life other snake he had already consumed. Thus the earth was blessed with snakes again and made the snake moms very happy. And as an ecologist, my heart sinks hearing this story, especially the only other story I heard that involves snake is about St. Patrick's Day. You know, St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in Ireland, I guess, but I had experienced it in the USA as a reminder of getting rid of snakes from Ireland. That story always bothered me. In fact, in the USA, a small section celebrates Bring Back the Snake Day on the St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, back to our story. To celebrate and cherish the legend of Jimudvahana, the mothers kept fast for the well-being of their children in some parts of India. The festival is called Jivit Putrika, or also known as Jitiya. It is a three-day-long festival which is celebrated around now. This year, the celebration will take place on the 18th of September on Sunday. But I did not know about this celebration and its weedy wild food connection until a few days back. More than a decade back, I had visited Jharkhand, a tribal and a green state where I had gone to explore the plights of Birhor, a forest dwelling tribe in that area in Jharkhand and Bihar area, along with Dr. Pradipto and Joya Roy, eminent anthropologists and social scientists. Since then, I did not have an opportunity until recently when I briefly visited another area of Jharkhand. In between other chores, just by chance, I could visit an elaborate terrace garden. The caretaker of the garden was showing me around. Once a weeder, always a weeder, and I noticed a pot full of Potulaca quadrifida, also known as wild purslane or chicken weed. Not chicken spinach, folks, chicken weed. I asked her if she eats it. She quite excitedly told me that she has been nurturing and keeping it going because soon it will be needed for the Jitiya festival. I made a mental note and checked on it later. She said for Jitiya, and it is absolutely required. However, in the city nowadays, she said it is difficult to get. So she was very happy that she has her own stash. Potulaca quadrifida is a tiny-leaved wild purslane that growing closely to the ground. It is very commonly found in anywhere in India, including here in Tamil Nadu, where I am located. It is often maroon and slightly greenish maroon in color. It is believed to have originated in Africa, but is available throughout the tropics and certainly, as it looks like, has been culturally adopted as well. The entire plant is edible, and you can eat it raw when young and fresh. The leaves are slightly tart and slimy. If you have come for weed walk with me, you would remember, perhaps, what the slimy plants typically good for. Purslane per se have the highest content of vitamin A among any leafy green vegetables. They also have the highest recorded level of omega-3 fatty acids of any land-based plants. Potulaca subdariffa is rich in vitamin A also. It contributes to healthy vision, healthy mucous membrane, healthy arteries and the heart, and protects from lung and oral cavity cancer. In the second edition of my coloring book, you will find it mentioned in the colored insert where the details of the edible plants and how to pre-process them are normally given. Now, back to Jitia. It is celebrated over 3 days. On the very first day, the mother takes a ceremonial bath and eat a very simple food. Here I must say that I had a kind of back conversation and thought, why only mothers are celebrating, why not fathers? But, you know, that's what the celebration is, only mothers do. On the second day of the fast, they fast. You know, all the entire 24 hours, and the ones who are very strict, do their fasting without even water. On the third day, they break the fast with ceremonial food. And that includes nunia, or this Potulaca subdariffa greens. It's an absolute must for the festival. Other than that, there is madhua roti, or the roti made of ragi flour. In parts of the area where it is celebrated, it is also mixed with marua. It's called marua roti. It's mixed with marua, which is the marjoram or wild form of oregano, which is believed to have originated in the subcontinent and traveled across the world. Other than these food, the other wild food that is eaten in this festival are sepan karanga or the taro roots. And also the ridge goats are, which, you know, this is the season for goats, and the ridge goats is typically something eaten in as part of the meal. The festival is popular in Jharkhand, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Nepal, and maybe in the adjoining areas of West Bengal and Himachal as well. Here is a quick recipe of the chicken weed. Take one portion of the chicken weed, about 2 to 3 cups. They are available in the market now. So if you do not find them and cannot collect them, get some, get a portion from the market. They're usually sold by these ladies outside the market and they make the small portions of these plants. Wash them thoroughly. They grow very close to the ground and you get a lot of soil sticking to the plant. Chop them roughly. In a pan, add mustard oil, about 2 tablespoons. Those who celebrate Jitia will tell you that no other oil will work as well. When heated, add 2 to 3 dried red chilies. Reduce this or avoid this if you want. Add 2 to 3 tablespoons of chopped garlic. A little sandhav laban, which is the black rock salt. If you don't have, use normal salt. But use only a pinch. In cooking wild leafy green, especially something like nunia, which means it's salty, you should always add just salt later. Purslane especially is salty, all purslanes and this one too. Add a bit of turmeric and a little bit of cumin powder. When the garlic is fried, add 3/4 or 1 cup of chopped onion. Let it become translucent and add the greens. Let it fry. Cover and cook and stir in between. Add a little water to prevent from burning. Once the green is cooked and the volume reduces significantly, you adjust the salt according to your taste and the nunia is ready. Try and make them on Sunday in honor of all the snakes saved by Jimudvahan. A lot of you have asked where to get the second edition of the Edible Weed Coloring Book, now in print. If you are in Oroville, you can pick it up from the Freeland Bookstore or the Solitude Farm. If you want to order online, you can do so at praniverse.com. Prani means life, and verse comes from the word universe. So the name of the website is praniverse.com. That's all for now. See you next week. Until then, stay well and stay safe.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.